He steered the Bank of England through Brexit and the Bank of Canada through the global financial crisis. Now the unelected technocrat Mark Carney has been chosen to replace Justin Trudeau as leader of the Liberal Party in Canada and the country's Prime Minister. Carney, who's never been elected to office, won nearly 86% of the votes cast by the Liberal Party members. It's a crucial moment for Canada. President Trump breathing down on the country with on-again, off-again tariffs. In his acceptance speech, Mark Carney vowed to stand up to Donald Trump, a man, he said, is trying to weaken the Canadian economy.
Donald Trump, as we know, has put, as the Prime Minister just said, unjustified tariffs on what we build, on what we sell, on how we make a living. He's attacking Canadian families, workers and businesses. And we cannot let him succeed. The Canadian government has rightly retaliated and is rightly retaliating with our own tariffs that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impact here in Canada. And my government will keep our tariffs on until the Americans show us respect. And until they can join us in making credible and reliable commitments to free and fair trade.
And that's Mark Carney setting down some markers there in his acceptance speech. We can speak now to Dan Karpinchuk, Ottawa Waste journalist. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
So why did the Liberal Party opt for a non-elected technocrat like Mark Carney over career politicians?
Well, I think for two reasons. One, Carney was not seen as a member of Trudeau's inner circle. And Trudeau has been the focus of opposition attacks for the past year. Very heavy, intense attacks. The opposition Conservatives, who have been riding high in the polls, have tried repeatedly to bring down the government and force an election, because with the polling numbers they had, they could easily win a majority. So one is to get somebody who is not seen as that close to Trudeau's inner circle or his previous administration. And also, Carney has the chops to do what's necessary. I mean, he was a former executive from Goldman Sachs. He's the second youngest Bank of Canada governor in history. He was tapped to stick handle the global financial crisis in 2008. And after his term as the central bank governor in Canada, he took on the same role in the Bank of England and then extended that role for another 2 years. So he certainly has the pedigree economically to do what is necessary.
Yeah, he has all the financial chops to do the job, as you say, but does he have the political nous?
Well, that's yet to be determined. I mean, the Liberals responded to him. 85.9% of Liberal members voted for him as leader. The second closest candidate was Chrystia Freeland, who got 8%. So there's a lot of faith in Carney. He's calm, he's measured. He showed last night during his acceptance speech that he also is passionate about Canada. I think for them, it's a win-win.
We're going to listen to another clip of Mark Carney now. Justin Trudeau has called this period Canada is in a nation-defining moment. Now, this is Mark Carney and his message for Donald Trump.
America is not Canada. And Canada never, ever will be part of America in any way, shape, or form. We didn't ask for this fight. We didn't ask for this fight. But Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. So the Americans, they should make no mistake, in trade as in hockey, Canada will win.
Fighting words from Mark Carney, but if he's a man with the Liberal Party firmly behind him now, Dan, he is still a man unelected without his own mandate. So what happens around that?
Well, that's going to be a problem. Sometime, well, not much really. We have had in the past, we've had prime ministers who have not had seats in the House of Commons. So that will be the first step for Mark Carney. So his campaign to get the leadership is just one step in his road to becoming prime minister with a strong mandate. The next thing he has to do is call an election, and we don't know when that will be. Before that, he does have to meet with Trudeau, decide when he will take over. He will then have to be sworn in at Rideau Hall by Governor General Mary Simon as the prime minister. Then it's up to him whether, or the party, whether or not he will call an early election or try to govern until an election is supposed to be called on October 20th later this year. The speculation is that he will call an election before then, possibly as soon as Parliament is recalled on March 24th, possibly earlier. But he needs to have that election so that he can win a seat and so that the party can have a strong mandate going into the fight against Trump's tariffs and the fight to protect sovereignty.
Now, I suppose a year ago, if we were looking at an upcoming Canadian election, you would have said the Conservatives were in pole position. But Justin Trudeau's response to the Trump tariffs seems to have shifted the dial back in their favour.
It certainly has. The Conservatives were somewhere around 47% of the public support, to the Liberals, 23, 24. And now, since Trudeau has been fighting against Trump and the tariffs and protecting sovereignty, that's shifted. So the Conservatives are in the 39 to 40% range, and the Liberals are now the 31, 32% range. And with the momentum of this leadership campaign, they could even tighten that gap even more.
We've heard the fighting words there from Mark Carney, but now it's going to be down to action. And Canada has a range of problems. Even setting aside the tariffs, they're already in a cost of living crisis. Housing is a major issue. There are questions around immigration and also around Canadians' natural resources and what they'll do with those natural resources. Has Mark Carney set out any stall in relation to these issues?
Well, not really, not yet. I mean, his focus has been so much the leadership campaign and the fight against the tariffs and the fight against Trump. Part of Trump's plan, I believe, and some analysts speculate that he wants Canada's natural resources, the precious minerals. He wants Canadian oil. Now he's saying water as well. So there's a real assault here on Canadian sovereignty, which you cannot pinpoint any one specific area. But I mean, there are two schools of thought. One that he wants to annex Canada. The other is that he wants to put so much pressure on Canada that we will be in a much weaker bargaining position if it comes to renegotiating the free trade agreement.
That's Ottawa-based journalist Dan Karpinchuk.